This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Tridel to Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I am joined by Ted Rechtschaffen, President and CEO of Tridel to Private Wealth. Ted founded TriDelta in 2005 and remains a portfolio manager and financial planner working with clients today. Ted has spent his full career in financial services using his time with RBC Dominion Securities as inspiration for founding TriDelta. Ted holds several industry designations, including the Chartered Investment Manager, Certified Financial Planner, and MBA from York University. Ted is also a regular contributor to the Financial Post and BNN. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Kyle. It's great to be here.
You have had quite a long tenure in the financial services industry. Can you share a little bit about your career progression and what ultimately attracted you to wealth management?
Sure. My first job out of school was not in financial services at all, but I lasted about a year there before I got smart and moved into financial services. I joined a small firm called Marketing Solutions. It was headed up by a gentleman named Dan Richards, who was one of the sort of bright lights in the mutual fund industry in Canada, and learned an awful lot there, and then joined RBC Dominion Securities, not as an investment advisor with clients. It was in head office, dealing with products and strategy, and spent a couple of years in global private banking there as well, and really got a good understanding of working in one of the largest financial services firms in Canada.
So whether it was RBC or your first role that you mentioned in marketing, as you came up in the industry, what was the best piece of advice that you received, or maybe the most important lesson that you still draw on today?
Well, I think being interested in, you know, A, what's going on out there and understanding how a business works, because if you're always thinking about, you know, how things are interconnected, sometimes opportunities pop up, and if you take a more narrow view, sometimes you just don't see it clearly enough. So I think being open and interested about what's going on is certainly, you know, probably the best advice and something I try and use today.
And you mentioned being open. I think that's a perfect segue to my next question, because you spent a career working with a wide array of individuals and families in Canada. Can you share a little bit about what clients can expect when working with you?
Well, I think the main thing is trying to, as I say, balance the technical side with the emotional side. I find with most of our clients, you know, they're not looking for the latest stock pick. It's really, you know, it's not that they don't care about it, but it's lower down on the list. What they tend to value more is issues around money and family, issues around taxes, issues sometimes around inheritance. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that make a strong relationship, and I find, you know, combining the skills and insights from financial planning, the empathy of just being, I think, a somewhat empathetic person, and then the technical side on the investment and tax, and you sort of combine them together, and it brings something of value to many clients.
And who would you say is the typical client who you tend to work best with, and maybe who find the most value in what you just described?
Well, it's a very good question. You know, generally speaking, it's somebody who usually is sort of approaching retirement. You know, they've built up some wealth. Maybe they're worth a few million dollars, and often they have a corporation as well. And they're trying to move to a different stage. They're someone who said, you know, I've worked really hard. I've earned a decent amount, a decent living, and I think I'm going to be okay. But now I'm thinking about other things. I'm thinking about, you know, where cash flow is going to come from. I want to make sure I'm not making mistakes tax-wise. I want to live the last third of my life as best as possible, using what I built as best as possible. And that often doesn't mean just how to live your best life, but how to do the most for others. So doing the most for others with your family or with charity is an important part of the picture. So I find people that are thinking about those issues tend to be those that I work best with, and also people who find the most value working with us.
That's a really good point that you make there. And are there common concerns or areas for improvement that not many people fully recognize or appreciate before they come through your door?
Well, I think for a lot of people, the industry focus tends to be so much on stock markets and stock index, and it really becomes a smaller part of the puzzle. Not to pick on some other firms out there that just sort of focus on fees on investments and making that the be-all and end-all. I find, again, for most of our clients, it's the issues we cover are so much broader than, you know, whether NVIDIA is up or Royal Bank is down. And those are things that I think people appreciate. The more they've been around, the more they've gone through a few different stock market cycles, then the more they realize that, you know, taxes, cash flow, stability, overall risk management, you know, feeling like they're contributing to things beyond themselves, those become much bigger parts of the picture.
Absolutely. And you are a regular contributor to the Financial Post and other publications. You made several appearances on BNN as well. What are some of the common themes that you tend to get asked most about to write about, or that you find interest that other people may appreciate?
Well, I know in a certain media publications, it's what stock can you talk about? That's probably not the ones that I like to do very much. The areas that are I find most interesting to me and get talked a lot about, you know, are things like gifting to adult children, when to do it, when not to do it, how to do it, you know, things like they tend to be family issues. One of my favorite articles that gets quoted a fair bit is why I made my children pay for their first year of university. And I get a lot of parents saying that it's a really great article and that they showed it to their kids and that their kids don't like me. But I find those types of discussions and those types of talks, things about people dealing with elderly parents and financial issues. Again, a lot of family, a lot of relationships between family and money and emotions tend to be things that people find not only interesting, but unfortunately they've seen damage from, and so they're really trying their best to try and minimize it or trying to keep family relationships strong despite those types of issues.
Yeah, and certainly more valuable conversations than which stock is going up and which is going down, and often those are the conversations that you remember less 6 months or 12 months down the road. So we've talked a lot about you as an advisor and an industry expert, but what about who you are? What would you want anyone listening to know about you?
Well, that's a very good question. You don't get asked that one very often. I think the main thing is that life is balance. You know, life isn't all about money. It isn't all about vacations. It isn't all about what you do for a living. And everybody has different goals and values. And not only that they change over time. So I think what I'd like people to know about me is hopefully I'm a decent person, but I'm somebody who is interested in their life and interested in what their goals are, and try to respond, you know, using the experience that I have to give them the best advice possible.
Before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask if you have any final comments or words of wisdom for anyone who may be listening.
Well, again, it depends. who someone is and at what stage of their life. But, you know, I think I tend to come back to, and this is a topic that does come up a fair bit, is kind of personal responsibility. It's something that I find, you know, sometimes seems to be drifting a little bit in society these days. So I don't want to be on a soapbox here. But, you know, I think that finances and personal responsibility are tied very closely together. It's important for people to, as best as they can, you know, not only save for a later day, but sometimes save for other people. And I think that, you know, in terms of people that are listening, trying to think about, again, not so much how big a portfolio can get, but what's important to you in life, and what's important to those around you, and how what you do and what you do financially, what it's really for and what it's meant to do. So that's kind of, again, an overarching theme and thought that applies a fair bit. And I think that would be, I guess, a pearl of wisdom I would leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for joining me, Ted. That concludes this recording of Canadian Wealth Wisdom, and more specifically, our series on Who is TradeAlta? I look at the individuals behind the logo.